This Cooking with Paula podcast was homegrown, carefully marinated and pan-fried with not a mention of an air fryer. And if you weren't quick enough to write down this week's recipe, this is for you.
Listen to that.
So, St. Patrick's Day. Going to do bacon and cabbage and potatoes and proper parsley sauce.
What's improper parsley sauce?
Improper parsley sauce is where you don't have, it's just milk and...
Okay.
No, I'm going to do it properly. Right, so...
That's a sugar pit bacon.
Oh. I did a full joint, but I've just taken a couple of chops off.
So it's a big chop and it has the fat on the...
Has the fat
good,
on it.
Big thing of protective of fat around the outside.
Couple of bits of cabbage. Couple of wedges of cabbage.
Into the pan?
Into the pan.
And then
A few scallions, right? Mm-hmm. And then that... Stick all that in, and I'm just going to fire that into the oven just for a wee minute, just to warm that all up, John. Right, and then, so what I did was, I boiled the bacon joint, which is a sugar pit bacon joint, which got it from the butcher, but if onion...
Sugar pit is what?
They bury it in sugar, so it's just really nicely sugar cured, on salt as well, obviously, and then just boiled it up. Put it in a pot in the oven, but I've celery, leek, and white leek and onion,
mm-hmm.
and then just after you take the bacon out, blend
this
all
is the
that,
liquid that's
blend
left.
The liquid up. So there'll be more than enough to make this sauce, and there might be more to do with, you know, if you want a wee bit of grilled cabbage.
So what's
keep
in the
stock.
What's in the
that's
sauce?
That's just
then?
The stock.
Okay, but so it's the juice of the
and
bacon.
And then I blend it up, the celery, the onion, the leek, pass it through a sieve, so it's just basically a stock.
Right.
And then what I'm going to do is just take a bit of butter.
Little piece of butter.
Little tiny bit of butter. And look, this is just going to be for our sauce. Okay, so let that melt. Got a bit of parsley here, and I've got proper curly parsley.
Yeah, not the posh parsley.
No, I don't want posh Italian stuff for this. It has its place. But not this, definitely not. Right. So we're just going to make a wee bit of flour, not a massive amount of flour, John. Gee, this would be my death row meal.
Really?
Uh huh.
Bacon and cabbage.
Bacon and cabbage with the parsley sauce.
So the butter is melting, and you can
wee bit of
flour in there to thicken it up.
Uh huh.
Is that a roux?
A roux, yeah. Uh huh. Give that in there just till it's nice and smooth, and then some of this lovely stock.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then we'll just let that cook.
Oh, that has thickened up now, that sauce.
Wee bit of cream in it now, and I say a wee bit, honestly, a wee bit, a couple of tablespoons.
Really?
Nice bit of Dijon mustard.
Dijon.
Ham and mustard, lovely. And then...
I made a stroganoff 2 weeks. I know you don't care, but I made
stroganoff.
It
was stroganoff.
Absolutely beautiful. And tons of Dijon mustard in it. And a wee bit of tarragon.
Oh, beautiful. Oh, no, I love
it. Nobody said they liked it, but you know
that
what?
Sure
I think it was lovely.
As long as you liked it. And I'm going to give this a wee whiz.
So this is your proper parsley sauce.
So a wee bit of parsley in at the end there. Well, a good bit of parsley. And then just give it a wee... Just a wee blend.
And what makes it proper parsley?
Well, just because
is
it's got all that, all that lovely stock, and all that beautiful.
Yeah, so it's not just milk.
No.
And
no, you know the way.
Parsley.
No, nice wee bit of. There's a wee roux in there. So anyway, that's our sauce, right? This I put into the oven. So this is our bacon, cabbage.
Oh, look at that!
Right, so the bacon's all done now. That bacon's nicely sort
and the
of caramelised.
Cabbage is a wee bit charred.
I put those wee. Scallions in there,
mm-hmm.
and they're kind of charred,
yep.
which is nice, you know. And then I'd left a root in that cabbage, so I just cut that off.
Is that a bad thing?
I left it in it to hold it together, and then when it's cooked, you take it off.
Oh, right.
That, you see, I put a wee bit of stock in there with that as well.
To
wee bit of
flavor
stock.
It up.
Yeah, and then so that's that. The sauce.
Lovely thick parsley sauce.
And then what's missing from this scene?
Spuds,
yeah. So just really gently boiled in their jackets.
Perfect.
Dunbar standards from the north coast. White Park Bay, to be precise.
Really?
Yeah, look at that.
Whoa. Have a wee bit of butter drizzled over. You see, that's just a perfect dinner to me. See, you've got the greens,
bacon,
you've got the bacon,
spud.
And
look at
spud.
That
spud. Flowery and delicious.
And the cabbage, look. Just as sort of cooked in with the bacon.
Yeah.
And then a wee bit of that. I'll throw a bit of that sauce there.
A wee bit of the proper parsley sauce.
Mm-hmm. Right, there you are. Is that too big?
So if somebody's making you parsley sauce today, do you ask them, I think?
If it's proper.
Is that proper parsley
is it
sauce?
Proper? Well, you see, if you have the stock, why would you waste it? And I've got a wee bit more there. I'll freeze that in a bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. No spuds.
That cabbage is lovely and sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And then the salty bacon.
Mm-hmm. That's a wee sweetheart cabbage.
Is that what it is?
Uh-huh, yeah.
That is just...
Isn't that Ireland on a plate?
Perfect for St. Patrick's Day, yeah.
Isn't it?
Have
just
to say.
Everything we do nicely.
Well, happy St. Patrick's Day.
You too.
That's it from our Cooking with Paula podcast. More from Paula and more from us on BBC Sounds.